A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. Yesterday afternoon, Marlins Giants matinee rubber match, Urania versus Kane. With the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, first time in seven games, no home run by Giancarlo Stanton today, but for the Marlins, no problem. They beat the Giants anyway. 8-1 the final score. The Marlins with 8 runs on 10 hits, couple hits by Giancarlo, and Miami closes out the homestand with a 5-1 record. This one was really never in doubt today with Jose Urania pitching against Matt Cain, because the Marlins jumped on Cain for 4 runs, although only one was earned in the very first inning. D. Gordon led the game off, reaching on catcher's interference when his swing made contact with the mitt of the Giants catcher, Nick Hundley. So a man at first with nobody out. Giancarlo then dunked a single into right field, sending D to third. Marlins at the corners to start the afternoon for Miami. Giancarlo, with Christian Yelich at the plate, stole second base, just his second steal of the season. Not just a home run hitter. So second and third with nobody out. Yelich struck out for the first out, but then Marcelo Ozuna started the scoring.
Sharply hit, diving for it. Crawford has it. One run scores. Throw to third. Stanton back to the bag safely. Marcel beats out an infield hit. Picks up his 90th RBI of the season, and the Marlins have a 1-0 lead.
And they weren't done. Next man to the plate was JT Realmuto.
Here's JT Realmuto with one out and a bounding ball to third. Panda goes down to second. That's one. The throw to first base. Not in time. Run scores. JT Realmuto with that good speed beats out an infield grounder. They get the force at second base on Marcel Ozuna, but that's all they got. 5-4. Marlins lead 2-0.
And it looked as though Matt Cain was out of the inning when he got Derek Dietrich to hit a line drive right at the shortstop, Brandon Crawford, but it went off the glove of the two-time Gold Glove Award winner. And E6, it kept the inning alive for Tomas Tolis.
Here's the pitch, and a ball ripped down the left field line for extra bases. Coming around third base is Realmuto. Dietrich comes to third. He's been waved. The ball went all the way to the corner. A two-run double for Tomas Tolis, and a 4-0 first inning lead for the Marlins against Matt Cain and the Giants.
So a big early cushion for Jose Urania, but it wasn't easy for Urania on this afternoon. He allowed a hit and worked around the one-out single by Hunter Pence in the first inning. He gave up a hit and a walk in the second. Then in the third inning, after he got the first two men, he allowed back-to-back singles to Jared Parker and Pablo Sandoval, and still with a 4-0 lead, he went after Brandon Crawford, who had a hard ground ball that went off the glove of the first baseman, Tomas Tolis, for an E3 on the play. Jared Parker came around to score, so it was a 4-1 game, and upstep Nick Hundley with two on, representing the tying run. Look back at second, the 0-1 to Hundley. Hot smash off the pitcher's glove over to Gordon. Now D's going to sprint to first base, and Hundley is out! First baseman Tolis took himself out of the play. D's only chance was to use that blazing speed to cover a lot of ground, and somehow he got there ahead of Hundley. D went probably 45, 50 feet. Urania came over to cover, but D figured, I'm going to do it myself. And he just did beat Hundley to the bag. What a play to end the inning. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So 4-1 Miami into the bottom of the third with one out. Derek Dietrich tripled. Marlins had a man at third for Tomas Tolis. Tolis pulls one on the ground. Base hit right field. In from third, Dietrich, 5-1 Marlins. Tolis has a 3-RBI game. Matt Cain would be done after 4 innings, in which he allowed 5 runs, 2 earned on 5 hits. He walked 1, struck out 7, threw 74 pitches, 45 strikes. Marlins jumped on the relief pitcher, Albert Suarez, for a couple of runs in the 5th inning. It began with a walk to Ozuna. He was raced on a fielder's choice ground ball off the bat of JT Realmuto, who then stole 2nd. Derek Dietrich walked. Tomas Tolis hit into a fielder's choice. So the Marlins had 1st and 3rd with 2 outs in the 5th inning. For Mike Aviles.
Here's the 2-1, and a ball hit through the right side. Home to score, JT Realmuto. Down to second, Tomas Tolis. Mike Aviles picks up a hit, a run batted in, and the Marlins now lead 6-1.
And they had two men on still for the pinch hitter, Ichiro.
With two outs and two on, two balls and two strikes the count. Here's the pitch to Ichiro. He swings and he lines the ball out to left center. It gets down. Coming around third, Mike Aviles will score. Ichiro with an RBI pinch hit single, his 20th pinch hit of this season. And the Marlins lead 7-1.
At that point, Jose Urania's night was over. He was pulled with that 7-1 lead after five innings in this game. He allowed just one unearned run on seven hits today. Walked one, struck out two. For Urania, 90 pitches, 56 strikes. The Marlins bullpen, so good in the first four games of this homestand, struggled last night. Marlins relievers allowed six runs over the final four innings, but the bullpen did not allow a run, didn't allow a hit in this one. And the Marlins would add to their lead in the seventh again against Suarez with two outs, nobody on. Mike Aviles with a double, setting up pinch hitter Miguel Rojas. Miami's up 7-1 in the seventh as Mickey, the pinch hitter, shoots one into center field for a base hit. Freddie's going to wave Aviles. He'll score without a throw. A pinch hit RBI single for Miguel Rojas to make it 8-1 Marlins. And 8-1 is how this one would end today. Marlins take the series 2 games out of 3. They go 5-1 against the Giants this year and finish this homestand 5-1 against Colorado and San Francisco. For the Marlins, 8 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, 9 men left on base. For the Giants, 1 run, 7 hits, 2 errors. They strand 8. Jose Urania, the winner, 11-5. Matt Cain, the loser, 3-10. Time of the game, 2 hours, 49 minutes in front of 17,102. The Marlins, with the victory, have won 16 of the last 26. They go 5-1 on the homestand. They've won 10 of the last 13 here at Marlins Park. They've now won 6 of their last 8 series. They improved to 58-61 on the season. They're 32-29 here at Marlins Park. Meanwhile, the Giants dropped to 48-74 for San Francisco, a 2-4 road trip on which the Giants lost 2 of 3 in Washington, and then 2 out of 3 here in Miami. Giants are 21-42 on the road this season, and they began the day 37.5 back in the National League West, pending the outcome of the Dodgers game tonight.
Marlins go 5-1 on their homestand. They sweep the Rockies last weekend, take 2 of 3 from the Giants, and they will now enjoy an off day in New York City today. Tomorrow, the Marlins pay their final visit to the New York Mets, the first of three at Citi Field against the Metropolitans. Left-hander Justin Nicolino versus right-hander Chris Flexen will be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.